We often think of giving thanks as only a fair weather exercise, but that shouldn't be the case. Psalm chapter 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, Where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. The first New England Thanksgiving was celebrated less than a year after the Plymouth colonists had settled in the new land. The first dreadful winter in the colony had killed nearly half of its members. I'm sure they could relate to Psalm 42. But new hope emerged in the summer of 1621 when, with the help of a local native named Squanto, the harvest brought great rejoicing. Governor William Bradford decreed that a three-day feast he held beginning on December 13, 1621. Thus came about a Thanksgiving Day set aside for the special purpose of prayer as well as celebration. As one studies early American history, it becomes obvious that the early settlers and forefathers expressed their gratitude to God daily rather than once a year. It was this process of thanksgiving or recalling the goodness of God that brought hope back to the psalmist's heart. It was thanksgiving in colonial times that gave them hope and an ability to persevere. As a nation, we need to restore the psalmist's heart of thanksgiving and the pilgrim's practice of gratitude toward God.